Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Kevin Callahan. Kevin, you work for the Courier Times right here in Jersey, right?
Courier Post.
I'm sorry,
Courier 33 Post. 33 years.
33. Are you still there now?
No, I left and just to go out freelance writing on my own, and I'm writing for Sixers.com now.
All right, you realize every sports writer, every writer who ever worked at a newspaper always said, I'm going to be a novelist someday. You realize every one of us thought we would, except Al, because it's too much work.
Well, I know you were a great writer. A lot of people don't know that, but I followed the Eagles in the early 80s and then with the Courier Post. And when Angelo wrote a feature, a Sunday feature on the Eagles, everybody read it.
Thank you very much. That's why
sad
I'm going to
world,
be.
Boy.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think this is a big book, too. So you just decided when you were done at the Courier Post that you were going to write a novel?
No, I actually started a trilogy 20 years ago, and it's coming out now.
So all right, this is the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
This is called The Black Rose by Kevin Callahan. Set in Seattle?
Seattle and Avalon. Basically set at the basketball courts on A Street in Avalon and on JFK Boulevard in Seattle, and a few of the bars in Seattle that you might have visited.
Wow. All right. Somebody told me there are people in here who I would recognize.
I did use reference characters that are real, but all the characters are fictional.
No, I heard that a reference character was Joe Conte.
Well, yes, Joe, I used that literary license because when I was a young guy, and Joe was a young guy in the late 70s, he graduated from Dougherty with my cousin, Joe Sheeran.
Okay.
And we used to go down Margate, and Joe Conklin used to do imitations of Harry Callis in front of everybody in the room in Margate.
And there's somebody in the book like that?
That's somebody in the book like that.
Is the guy insane?
He is pleasantly insane.
Real life.
And it's an accurate depiction.
There's a great part in the book that I love where there's a character who despises John Calipari as much as I used to because I'm a Temple
Coach
grad.
Cal.
You got Calipari in the book?
Coach Cal.
What the hell are you doing, Kevin? You got all the... So there's sports stuff in here.
Well, yeah, there really is. It's based on... it's fiction, but back in the early 80s, Ursinus College went to the Final Four. And at that time, I was 50 pounds lighter and playing point guard for Ursinus, and we played Clarion State, and I covered John Calipari.
And, awesome is that?
So we upset him, and not because I played well, but I had some good teammates like Jack Devine and Jay DeFrugio, Steve Donahue at Penn. And so 9 years later, I was covering a Temple UMass game, and I went up to Coach Cal at the game. I said, hey, you remember that Ursinus Clarion State game? Back in, and he right away he says, yeah, man, we got jobbed by the refs. Man. The refs killed us.
All the years later.
8 years later. So I've joked with him over the years on that.
Do you miss covering sports?
I love covering sports. My dream always was when I got out of Ursinus College was to try to write fiction and try to write novels. But I never knew how to do it simply. So I try to figure it out, and I don't know if I still know how to do it.
You read this, right?
It's really good.
It's
you're going to
really
like
good.
It. Yeah.
So
you'll love it, especially if you are a shore person, because
it ticks all the boxes.
See,
to me, if it's written about Seattle, I want to read it anyway.
Yeah,
I love
Seattle. I'm hopefully with detailed on the settings and Seattle. But I walked the beach yesterday from 89th Street, my friends at the Vines, all the way to 75th, and I saw 30 people reading books on the beach, and it was cool. But none of them were the Black Rose.
Well, they will now.
There were people reading like War and Peace and Iliad and the Odyssey.
Where can they get the book? Right
they
on Amazon?
They can get that. Yep. They can get Amazon.com. But also, Joseph Martino published Tom Borjean's book, The Philly Fanatic, the Love.
Right.
And he also publishes, it's called publishwithjam.com.
The Black Rose, check it out. Jack, I'm going to tell you, Kevin, I can't thank you enough for doing this. And I can't wait to read it. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Kevin Callahan, Formerly of the Courier Post.
Sixers.com he's writing for, so you can check out stories there.
One quick one on the Sixers.
Yes.
The trip to London.
Yes.
Are they screwing their fans?
I don't know, but I would like to get on that ship to London, too.
See, he's not.
Yeah. He works for the team now.
Read the book on the flight.
At Sixers.com.
Sixers.com.
Okay. I think the screw it. Yeah. I think the screw it.
The screwing question when you see Sixers.com, not going to get a good answer on that.
You're probably right about that.
They're wonderful people. They really, truly, they really are.
They really are. Yeah. Scott O'Neill, amazing guy.
Scott O'Neill, Chris Heck, Jason Wiley.
Al says the same Weidrose. About the Flyers all the time.
They sound like really
great
nice guys.
Yeah. They have to be great guys to have me right in front.
Yeah,
that's what it is. There's finally somebody with the Sixers I like, Kevin Kelly.
He's a fiction writer.
He's a fiction writer, and he just proved it.
Yes.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.